Last month, students from Vienna's University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences sank gloved hands into piles of Czech garbage, specifically from the town of Jihlava and surrounding areas. The work was part of a project mapping household waste, including food items. I spoke to Professor Felicitas Schneider, who led her students in the study, and found out, for example, that some Czechs triple wrap food waste in thin black garbage bags. But she began first by discussing the main aim of the project in connection with raising awareness and reducing food waste.
The wastage of food is an important problem because you need a lot of resources to produce food along the value-added chain. You need a lot of water, land, and resources such as energy to produce food. For example, you need the energy to transport the food, to produce the packaging material, and so on and so on. And at the end of the lifespan of food, when you dispose it and you don't have proper treatment of this food waste, the food waste is decomposed by microorganisms. And for example, when you dispose the food waste into the landfill, methane is produced, so you have greenhouse gas emission from the landfill. So the main focus of our institute, or one of the main focuses, is to prevent food waste. So in this project, we try to find information about the share of food waste in the residual waste of households in the Czech Republic to find measures to reduce this food waste.
What are some steps that will be highlighted in that report?
We found from other studies that most of the households, they have no idea about what food they have at home, so about the storage. So they buy too much bread or too much milk, and then they have to throw it away. Or they want to have always the freshest bread, the freshest vegetables and the freshest fruits. So we try to offer information how to keep the products fresh, how to store it properly, how to handle the products, and what is the meaning of the best before date and the use by date, because a lot of people do not know the right meaning of this date, so they dispose the products before they really cannot be eaten anymore.
How many students took part in this study? I've read that they dug through 4 tons, and how difficult is it actually to go through that much waste? What kind of precautions do you have to take?
Well, we made this sorting analysis for 2 weeks, and we had 2 teams, for one for each week, and we were only 4 people each week, so only 3 students were with me the first week and 3 students in the second week. One has to be careful when sorting the waste because there are some dangerous items in this waste, so some glass or knives, metals.
Were there any peculiarities in how Czechs handle their garbage compared to the Austrians?
There are some differences due to the different collection system, because in Austria we have another collection system for packaging material. And I think in the Czech Republic, most of the milk is sold in plastic bottles, and there's a separate collection of these plastic bottles. So we found not very much of corrugated cardboard in comparison to Austria.
I was also wondering about an interesting quote in the Czech daily Mladá fronta dnes, where they talk about residents of Jihlava wrapping their garbage in different layers of plastic. I've seen that up close, so I was wondering how do you explain that?
Yes, maybe this was a difference between the Austrian and the Czech garbage. In Austria, it's not usual to have so much plastic bags. And in Jihlava, there was, for example, one banana peel wrapped in a plastic bag. And this plastic bag was wrapped in another plastic bag and in another. So we had to unwrap these banana peels 3 times. Very small and thin plastic bags. This is a difference between the Austrian and the Czech residual waste.
That was Felicitas Schneider, professor at the University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences in Vienna.